Now let's talk with the TSU head coach, Mike Davis, joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Coach, how are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Man, we appreciate you being here. Hey, best of luck this week here. Talk about the preparation now, playing in this game, and get right away, turn around. Let's play.
Well, we're excited about it. You know, our whole non-conference schedule was to get us ready for postseason play. I wanted to do something totally different than what I've done in the past. I mean, we always play road games, but I wanted to just make our schedule just extra difficult so we can have a chance to really get better and be able to face any situation.
Mike Davis here on ESPN 97.5 in Dayton for their game. And, Coach, what a run. How about this run that you guys went on to get there? Talk about where this team is right now.
Well, we hadn't had our whole team the whole season in conference play. We knew the non-conference schedule would be difficult, but we thought that we could go 16-2, 17-1 in conference play. And we had some suspensions and some injuries. And so up until the last seven games, we had our four team in conference play. And we played it really well. We averaged 91 points a game over the last seven games. And so we feel like, you know, this is the team that we expected to have throughout the full conference season. And our guys are playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Dante Clark is kind of a volume shooter for you. He's someone that you're going to have a big game. And then, of course, we're not even going to talk about what happens if you win, because your whole focus is on what you have, your job that you have tomorrow. How do you approach the pacing of a game like that when you know right around the corner is another one coming? Does it matter how you pace that game at all?
Well, no. If you go back and look at our non-conference schedule again, we designed it this way to be ready and prepared for anything. You know, we go from Kansas, then we go to Syracuse, we got Clemson, we got Gonzaga, we got all those teams. And so we're flying all over the country playing, and we're playing in difficult situations. And if you look at the minutes played for our guys, I got three or four guys playing 38, 39 minutes a game over the course of the season. So, you know, we're ready for anything. And that's why, you know, being in the SWAC and being in a one-bit league, you know, you have to try to plan things for postseason play to be ready for anything.
Mike Davis, head coach, Texas Southern, with us on ESPN 97.5. What do we know about North Carolina Central?
Very good team. Copy of us. They've been successful in their conference. Like, we've been successful over the last three or four or five years. Coach Moten and I are really good friends. Matter of fact, we talked the night before. I congratulated him on winning his conference tournament. He congratulated me, and we were just discussing who we may play, and we playing each other. So I'm quite sure he's excited. I met him for the first time at the Final Four in Houston, and he said I was his mentor, and we talk a lot of basketball, and hopefully it can be a great game.
You know, it really is interesting, Coach, when you think about it, because you do have, I guess some people will try to load up a schedule with as many wins as they can find, and that's one way to approach it. But you're in a unique situation, because it's really not, it really gets down to, we got to win our conference. What's the best way to win our conference? You don't worry what the final record is. You worry about how you're playing at the end, and if you're winning the last few games of the season, because that means you're going to the dance. And I guess in that regard, you know, you've been at other universities, certainly, where it's about the RPI and how many W's you can get to. But I guess this is unique for you, isn't it? That it is truly a battle of preparation and battle testing yourself to be ready.
Exactly. Well, everywhere I've been, I've put a very difficult schedule. Even at Indiana, you know, my schedule was top five a lot. But John Lucas and I talked my first year here, and I was really struggling with losing some games in non-conference. I didn't make that schedule. The schedule's already made when I got here. And the one thing Coach Lucas told me was, only one thing matters, and that's winning your conference games. It doesn't matter if you go to UCLA, Kansas, Kentucky. It doesn't matter if Louisiana Tech beat you. It doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is winning in your conference tournament or winning your conference regular season. And I thought about that, and I said, it's true. You know, so I figured from a mathematical standpoint, if you play 13 non-conference games and you play 18 conference games, if you lose all 13 or you go 12-1, whatever it may be, if you only lose two conference games, you're going to be above 500. And we've averaged 19 wins a game a year before this year. And we struggled in conference, and I think that's what threw people off. But we only struggled because of injuries, and we struggled because I suspended three or four of my guys throughout the conference season. And we were very disappointed for not going 16-2. But at the same time, I had to send a message to our team because we need to be the best basketball team that we can be in March, on March 7th when our conference tournament started. And we were. You know, we won every game, all three games, by more than 14 points a game in our conference tournament.
Mike Davis here with us, head coach, TSU. Play tomorrow night, North Carolina Central, a game that the winner will take on Xavier in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Now, a lot of good basketball played at TSU this year, Coach, between you guys and U of H. How much, with all that going on there, did you run into Kelvin a lot? Did you guys get any time to spend together this year?
Well, you know, my son signed a basketball scholarship to play that next year. And so Coach Sampson and I go way back to when we played them in the Final Four when I was at Indiana. He's at Oklahoma. And so they practiced in our gym a lot. You know, I told Coach he has all access to our gym anytime he wants to come over and practice. And don't worry about us. We will go to your spot and practice at your spot. And I got a chance to sit in on some of his practices and watch him practice because I have a strong interest there because of my son playing there next year. And he's a great, great basketball coach. I think, in my opinion, he's one of the top five college basketball coaches out there just from watching his practices, the way the organization is, the toughness that he's giving his team. I mean, people don't realize, you know, how tough they are, how hard they play, and how well coached they are. You know, and it's amazing. And he's really helped me a lot from a basketball standpoint this year because you always want to steal, you know, from great coaches if you're a coach. And so I had the opportunity to watch him practice a lot in our gym and walk through their practices. And this is no surprise of the success they're having just because of the way they prepared for this season.
I don't know that there is a better way to tell a coach how much you admire him or respect him than sending your son to go play for him.
Exactly. My son, you know, he's one of the better shooters in the country. He shoots 3,000-4,000 shots a day, and he has a special way of playing. And I trust Coach Sampson because Coach Sampson understands his game, the way he plays, and I think he'll be very successful there once he gets to Houston.
He's going to have to defend. We know that. You better get your closeouts.
Well, that's the great part of it. You want to put your son with someone that's going to coach him, mm-hmm, and won't be afraid to coach him and going to push him and get everything out of him. I feel like you can get everything out of the guys you have now, and then my son to be in the same situation.
Was there any part of you that wanted him to play for you?
I did. I really did. But funny story, we go over, and my son had a really good summer, played for Houston Hoops this summer, and everybody was calling me because of the way he shoots the basketball. We shot 60,000 shots in a two-week period last summer, and so he can really shoot the basketball. And we go over and sit down with Coach, and I told my son, I said, we go in here now, just be real patient. You know, Coach going to put a good show on for you, and he's really good. He's really convincing. You know, just let me handle everything. So we go in there, we talk for 2.5 hours, and Coach showed the film. He and his son showed my son film, and they talked about the kids that played there and guy that played there, Dotson, that played there, the way they shoot the basketball. They talked about his NBA experience. So we get ready to get up and go. I'm like, okay, we got through the 2.5 hours. My son didn't do anything. We get a chance to talk to some more school. And we got up, and Coach said something to him. He said, Coach, I'm ready to commit right now. And so he committed on the spot, first situation. But I was happy because I think, and when you think about this, Houston is a great city. Great city. In and everything is there in Houston. And I'm surprised that more, you know, local guys don't go to Houston and play for the University of Houston because Houston is a great opportunity, a great city. And it's a city that when you do something special, everybody in the city ride and be really, really proud of you for doing some great things in Houston.
That's Mike Davis, head coach TSU, right here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, we know your time is valuable. We appreciate it. Get ready for that game. Go get North Carolina Central.
Thank you very much.
There he is, Mike Davis, right here on ESPN 97.5.